you have these iconic brands, of course, Budweiser, et cetera, that people know. But how big is the U.S. in terms of your global business right now?
Oh, it's the biggest country that mm-hmm. we have is the U.S., and it's been like this for a while. And a very important one, given the brands that we have. Even more important when you think about trends. Mm. I think that one of the big advantages of having like a global footprint and be a company like ours is this ability of learning from the good part of our scale. Usually people talk a lot about scale in the past was very good, then became a liability because disruptors can attack you. I do think that there is some beauty on the scale that we have and in the size, because trends, they show up in different places. You see what's happening, for example, in the United States and Canada with this so-called fourth category, right? The intersection between wine, hard liquors, and beer. And a lot of things happening there. Seltzers, ciders, ready-to-drink cocktails, things that we can learn here. Then we have an opportunity to pilot or to partner with some brands. When we get this right, we can quickly deploy this globally with the scale and the footprint that we have. So I think that the U.S. is very important, is our biggest country in which we operate, has been 4 years sliding, and we are in the last 3 years in a good turnaround. So top line is growing. We know that bottom line follows top line. Our portfolio is much healthier today. We have brands growing very well. Brands like Michelob Ultra, Stella Artois, Cutwater, they are really accelerating the transformation and the rebalance of our portfolio in the U.S. And you put mm-hmm. together Canada, which is another North American market, same zone, is doing very well as well. So it's an industry that was in decline for like 10 years. And we had a business in decline for 10 years. Now we expanded our portfolio to this beyond beer. And we find ourselves in an industry that's growing with a business that's growing. So huge turnaround, very happy with the results over there.
I'm so glad you brought up that fourth category, because it's so compelling on the one hand, but so confusing. Certainly from a consumer standpoint, I go into a store and I see all these different bottles and drinks, and I don't even know where to begin to experiment. It must be challenging for you to sort of pick your spots, as you say. And it, you know, at first it was hard seltzer, but as you say, of course, it's blending all these different drinks together. Can you talk about how specifically you're positioning the company there?
Yeah, this is new for everybody.
Yeah.
Of course, I think that if we step back for a second, mm-hmm. and I'll give you some information, you tell me how much you want to take. But it's like, when you think about all the beverages, usually you have like 5 to 10% of the volume that is really like the latest innovation. And you think about energy drinks, it's like this. You think about soft drinks, it's like this. You think about water, right? People for years and years thought that nobody could innovate in water because water is water. And we just saw a few years ago the seltzer with flavor and no calories, nothing added, exploded in the U.S. and in some other markets. So there is always like this 5 to 10% of the industry that's innovation that comes and goes. Sometimes some of these innovations, they stay longer. Mm-hmm. In the alcoholic beverages, though, is very interesting, because what we've been seeing is that this space between wine, hard liquor, and beer is a space that has become like almost like a void for a lot of innovation to come. Mm-hmm. And when you think from the consumer standpoint, all the categories, they have benefits, but there are some barriers for you to address, right? So think like in a simple way. People have been talking a lot about how sugary and high-calorie wine is. After all these years of people only talking about the benefits of wine, people start to pay attention on calories and sugar in wine. When you think about the hard liquor, is this idea that one, is hard liquor, so a lot of alcohol. Two, you need to mix, and then people never really pay attention of the amount of calories in a cocktail, but there is a lot of calories there. And a lot of people thinking about the convenience, because I don't really like to drink the hard liquor. What I really like is the cocktail. But the cocktail cannot walk with me from the bar to the walking, to the mountain, to the barbecue session. Mm-hmm. In beer, people talk a lot about, especially young people, that sometimes it's too bitter, that they like more flavor, more Starbucks type of flavors. People talk about calories sometimes in beer. And these new beverages, they've been finding a way to solve some of these issues and to provide a solution to underserved consumers. So think about this consumer that likes cocktails, but he cannot have a cocktail on the barbecue or at the beach. Then you have a ready-to-drink cocktail. We have, for example, Cutwater. Brings delicious cocktail in a can you can carry anywhere. Think about the seltzers, and they bring this flavor from the flavored seltzer, but they don't bring gluten.
Right.
They don't bring sugar, as wine brings. So there is people that go for this gluten-free, no sugar option in seltzers. And the way that we see this shaping up is basically like three segments. One that is this very simple, more flavored type of beverage. In the US, they call like malt-flavored beverages.
Right.
You have the Limeritas, you have the ready-to-drink bottles with a lot of taste. Then you have one specific that's light and refreshing, where seltzers happened. But you see, for example, in Canada, is ready-to-drink vodka soda. Right? So convenient in a can. Mm-hmm. You know, you control how much alcohol you're having. You can carry whenever you go. And the third one is the more complex, like this ready-to-drink real cocktails that you can also have today on a can, where you can control the ABV. You know that the taste is going to be always great taste, and you can carry and have the cocktail at your convenience, wherever you want to go, in a stadium or in a barbecue. So those are three spaces. We have plays and brands in each of these states. They manifest a little bit different country by country.
Right.
Right, but they are like global trends.